Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Katrina is looking for a second date update with a guy named Travis. Hey, Katrina.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Second Date Update. Tell us about Travis.
Well, I met Travis at my company Christmas party. He was actually a plus one for a girl that I work with.
Okay.
And I was there alone, so what else is new? I don't really know her very well. She just started about a month ago, and she's on the other side of the building, so I really don't have any interaction with her. Mm-hmm. But he told me that they've been friends since high school, and that he goes to parties with her every once in a while, and weddings, too. And I thought that was really cool, and I wish that I had a guy friend who would do that for me. Because I really don't like being solo all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I started talking at the bar. Yeah, it's like, I mean, I'm a strong, independent woman, but, you know, it's always nice to be arm in arm with somebody, you know?
It's nice to have another human to share experiences with.
Right, and look back and laugh at it or, you know, whatever. So I started talking, and I thought he was really funny, and he was joking around with the bartender and had people around us laughing. He just is really, like, cool and dynamic personality and a lot of charisma. And we also seem to be on the same drink schedule. Ending back at the bar at the same time. So
it's perfect.
Maybe he would see me and then go up and get a drink. I don't know. But he joked that it must be fate, that it was a sign that we were supposed to spend more time together. So he asked me for my number, and then he texted me a couple days later, and we met up for drinks. And I really like him a lot, and we had a lot of fun. We did get pretty late, and we took an Uber back to my place. He didn't stay, and I didn't sleep with him, but we did fool around a little bit, and there was serious, serious chemistry there. Mm-hmm. And I texted him a couple times, and he's not getting back to me, and I'm just trying to figure out why and what's up. Like, you know what I mean? The date drinks we had was great. So I can't imagine. And there was nothing weird. I can't figure it out.
Is it possible that he just wanted a fun night out and he enjoyed kind of fooling around with you, but that was all he was looking for? Or did you get a sense he was open to more?
I got a sense he was open to more.
Okay.
Like, he talked about finding someone who really, like, fits for him.
Okay. Someone he could be in a relationship with.
Right. And I could tell, like, we both made the decision, like, after the drink date, like, he wasn't going to come back to my place. But he kept saying, like, how he really wants to. He was a really cool gentleman about it. And so that just, like, I could tell he wanted to hang out more, but we were just trying to, I don't know,
behave. Right.
Yeah.
Behave, yeah.
Okay. So he didn't stay the whole night because all you guys did was fool around, and how did it feel when he left? Felt like things were good?
Oh, my gosh. Great. Yeah, like, you know.
Okay.
He stayed with me, like, you know, and he's just like, he told me what a really great time he had. It wasn't like he was like, all right, bye, you know, I'm out, you know, whatever. He's like, I have a really great time with you. Okay. You know, he'd like nothing more than to come back.
Was there any communication after he left? Did you guys have any back and forth? Do you think something happened after?
No, I texted him, and then I haven't heard back. That's the thing. And I'm like, I don't know why.
How soon after did you text him?
It was like the next night. It wasn't like the next morning or like, you know, I think it was like on my coffee break in the afternoon.
Right. You waited a bit. And how long has it been since that night he was at your place?
Like about a week ago. I'm trying to think of the exact date. But about a week ago.
Right. Nothing at all.
That's about good. I think that's good.
Nothing.
Now, if after a week you don't hear from them and you really want to hear from them, I think that's when you bring in Jeff and Jen.
Yeah, that's when you call us up.
I do.
Because I'm not going to, like, stalk them, text them. You know, I'm not like that.
Not like that. No, you got to do it Jeff and Jen style. We're experts at stalking.
Certainly.
All right, well, I'll tell you what then. We're going to take a break. I'll put you on hold. Fritz will get the phone number from you. And we'll call Travis and see what he thought of you and his date with you. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Well, Katrina met Travis at her company Christmas party. Travis actually came with one of her coworkers, but she later found out that they're not necessarily involved in a romantic relationship. They've just known each other for a long time, since high school, and sometimes they go out and do stuff together. It's just kind of convenient to have that person in your life. They may not be a significant other, but you can count on them to accompany you to certain events that you don't necessarily want to attend alone.
It gets old. You know, I've been single a really, 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 really long time. So, I mean, I'm always flying solo.
You have Trisha.
You got girlfriends.
I have Trisha, but that's Trisha. You know, it's not, and I love her, and I'm
sometimes you
thrilled.
Need a man plus
but
one.
It would be nice, yeah.
So she met him at the bar, and the cool thing that she discovered about him is just how charismatic and fun he was. Very funny. Was chatting it up with the bartender. They started talking. Ended up exchanging numbers. The guy texted her a couple days later, went out for drinks, had a blast together, went back to her place. And although they did not sleep together, he did not spend the night. They did fool around. And she said between the physical chemistry and just the way the night played out, she felt as though this guy, they even talked about how he is looking for the one. It sounds like he's looking for a serious relationship. She texted him the next night, not a word. And it's been a week. So here we are, left trying to figure out whatever happened to Travis. We're going to give him a call. And Katrina, unless there's anything else you want to add, we're going to go ahead and call him, okay?
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Travis. I'm Jeff Thomas with the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How about yourselves?
Not bad. I've got my team here. I've got my partner, Jen.
Hi, Travis.
Fritch, our producer.
Hi, Travis.
And Tim.
Howdy.
Hello.
We are calling to check in on you, bud. We got a phone call earlier today from someone who is a fan of yours.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with our show or not, but we do a feature on our show that tries to reunite people that may have lost touch after a date.
Yes, you do. Look, I am such a seriously. I feel so bad about this. You're talking about Katrina.
Yes.
I totally lied to her. Did she mention the Christmas party?
She did. But go back. What do you mean you lied to her?
Okay, well, look, I'm more than friends with the girl that I went to the party with. She and I, we've been together for about 3 years, but I was done. I've been trying to end it for a couple months, but every time I do, she goes a little crazy. But I've been going crazy, too. I want to move on, and I thought I could move on with Katrina, and I didn't want to miss the opportunity. She is so great.
Well, what's were you technically, like, were you officially, well, I guess you would have had to have been, on, right?
Yeah.
You know, since you were at the party together.
But since that night, I've been working my way out of this current relationship. I got my own place, and I've been moving my stuff out, and she's not handling it very well.
Yeah.
And I was waiting to call Katrina until the break was clean so that, you know, I could explain everything.
Oh, but you hooked up with her the night of the party, though, right? Or just made out with her?
No, they just fooled around.
I mean, I couldn't help myself. I couldn't keep my hands to myself.
But he still has a girlfriend at the time, right?
Well, I didn't feel like I do. I mean, in my mind, I've been out of it, you know, and I've been trying to get out of the house. And then, of course, I was trying to figure out how to manage this whole thing, considering the two girls work together. But I was figuring that we just crossed that bridge when we got there, because I want her to know that I'm totally in. I really do want to see her again.
I was wondering if you would try to lie yourself out of this, but I appreciate that you told the truth. So I did walk by your girlfriend's cubicle thinking, oh, I'll ask about Travis. When I got there, she was crying hysterically and taking down all these pictures of you and her together. And then I put two and two together. So now I'm torn, because I understand you're in this spot, right? I'm flattered that you're, like, wanting to end it. But you still lied, so I don't know. Jeff and Jem, should I see him again?
Well, I have thoughts on that. But first, a question for Travis. Travis, if you had not met Katrina, would you still be trying to pry yourself out of this relationship?
I think that's a totally fair question. I don't know. I would like to think that, yes. I would like to think that, you know, months ago I would have had my own place and been moving on.
Yeah. But you and I both know you probably would still be there.
Well, Jeff, what's your line?
It is a characteristic of a lot of guys, is we do have a tendency to sort of hang out in mediocre relationships for an indefinite amount of time. It may not be great, but you're comfortable until you meet someone who wakes you up from that sleep and you realize, oh, that's what it's supposed to feel like. Up until that point, you had no idea.
And don't you call that person the catalyst?
Yep.
I don't feel comfortable with this. I feel like this guy had a girlfriend and he cheated on his girlfriend with Katrina. And now all of a sudden he's deciding, I don't want to be with her anymore because I found Katrina. I don't feel like that's a right thing to do.
You don't believe him that he was on his way out?
No,
and
I
even
do.
If he was on his way out, he should have waited until he was out.
Yeah.
Katrina, you said you're this other woman's boss.
Superior.
Is she a lunatic that someone might have a hard time pulling themselves away from?
I don't know her well enough to say that, to say she's a lunatic. All I can really say is I know what I saw.
Yeah.
And she was really hysterical. And I don't want to get in the middle of any drama.
Right.
But I know I really like Travis.
You already are,
yeah,
right?
And I do kind of think that you did put yourself in the middle of it because you knew, you figured it out before we called him. And so you've kind of, yeah. So one way or another, it was going to come out, whether he fessed up or you were the one to break the news to him that you knew what was really going on. So you've already really stuck yourself in some drama here. I think what might be happening is you do want to see him again and you're waiting for validation from us. For us to say to you, yeah, we think it would be okay.
Are you willing to give her that validation, Jen?
I'm not qualified to be giving dating advice. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, have you guys ever seen the movie Serendipity?
Right. A million years ago.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
All right. So, Jen, let me ask you this. Yeah. If you met a man who you were attracted to when you feel this crazy, wild chemistry with, and he says, listen, I'm in a relationship, but I'm willing to end it because I want to be with you.
Call me when you've moved out and it's over.
You sure about that?
No. Not a chance.
Why? What do you think I'd do?
I think you would totally date him right away. But I also think that for me personally, I dated a lot of dogs. Not saying that this guy's a dog, but I just feel like he needs to go figure out himself first before he's trying to get into a relationship with other people.
That's the thing. Like, they're always in this state of, you know,
not all men are in that state. I mean, some
what
of them
state?
Are the state of there might be something better out there. Is that what you're saying?
No, figuring himself out.
Or figuring
is what
himself
she's
out.
Talking about.
No.
Have you figured yourself out, Jeff?
Yep.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. If they're in the right relationship, they know who they are.
My relationship doesn't have anything to do with that.
I'm talking about, there's a lot of different conversations here, though. I think as far as he's concerned with the relationship, I don't think he's ready for that yet.
Until he's figured out who he is, he's not ready.
But I think he wants to find someone that he has feelings for instead of just being in something mediocre.
Well, this is your life. You get to make the decision, not us tell you what to do.
But she wants you to. She wants you to tell her what she wants you to tell her.
Yeah. Well, if you were my friend, I'd be like, you need to leave Travis alone for a little while and let him figure it out. And then if he wants to talk to you in summertime, yes.
Well, now I'm like, oh, no. But he moved out, right? Travis has moved out.
I am moved out. I am ready.
Well, I think we leave this one up to you guys. I think we bid you both lots of good luck. And the two of you take this conversation off the air.
Okay.
And get into a relationship and Travis wants to leave, you let him leave.
All right. I think I know what I'm going to do, but I'll send you guys an email and let you know what happens.
Okay.
Good luck.
Seriously.
Yeah. Dating is hard.
Yes, it is.
Okay, guys. Thank you for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. We appreciate it.
Bye, everybody.
Take it easy.
All right. So if you want us to do a second date update for you, give us a call, 513-749-2320, or email Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.